You're listening to the Offsides podcast on KPEL965.com.
6.5 KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management Studios, online at matthew-james.com.
Air raid sirens at a bridge to Russia. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Just getting reports from Russian news agencies that the bridge linking Crimea to the Russian mainland is temporarily closed. The same bridge Russia accused Ukraine of attacking recently. Earlier today, the U.S. announcing new sanctions on Russia.
We're taking additional steps to hold Russia accountable for its illegal war against Ukraine.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says they're targeting products, the financial system, and technology used in the war. 2 days after he crossed into North Korea, there's still a lack of communication about a U.S. soldier.
Because the U.S. and North Korea have not spoken, Deputy Pentagon Press Secretary Sabrina Singh says there are too many unknowns about Private Travis King.
We don't know his condition. We don't know where he's being held. We don't know the status of his health.
Secretary of the Army Christine Warmuth told the Aspen Security Forum, it's too early to say whether he's a deserter or AWOL, but calling him a North Korean sympathizer may be premature.
I don't think people knew what was in his mind.
King was to be flown back to the United States after being jailed for assault, but slipped away from escorts at the airport before he crossed the border.
Fox's Gernal Scott, a lawyer for the wife of suspected Long Island serial killer Rex Huerman, says the family was blindsided when police knocked on their door.
The lawyer representing the wife says police took their passports, phones, and computers. And all this comes as investigators are now collecting evidence at the family's home for a seventh straight day. Now, some of the stranger pieces of evidence to emerge include a portrait of a blonde woman with a battered face and bruising around her eyes, and a childlike doll in a glass case. The Suffolk County DA tells Fox investigators will take their time so they don't miss anything.
Fox's Nate Foy in Massapequa Park, New York. The prosecutor also dismissing reports that some of the killings may have happened inside the family home. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, next time you're at the store, I dare you to not think about the unmistakable fresh, clean scent of Irish Spring. Yeah, you heard me. I want you to resist picturing a shower filled with those sensational Irish Spring suds. And if you succeed, well, you got what my gramps used to call resolutitude. Not a real word, but let's be honest, you're probably going to end up leaving with Irish Spring because of its irresistible scent and because you have zero resolutitude. Pick up Irish Spring today.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
A code of ethics for the U.S. Supreme Court clears one hurdle, passing the Senate Judiciary Committee, but it may stall.
Democratic Senator Dick Durbin, the committee chairman, says the bill is necessary after several justices have been criticized for their personal business dealings.
Failing to disclose this to the public has left a bitter taste in the mouth of most Americans about the Supreme Court.
But Republicans like Senator Marsha Blackburn believe the Supreme Court should be the one to adopt a code of ethics instead of being implemented by Congress.
Bill out there. Try to delegitimize the court so you can fight the court and reshape the court.
The bill isn't likely to pass and become law with Republicans controlling the House and Democrats having a slim Senate majority. Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
There's renewed hope of avoiding a nationwide UPS strike.
The Teamsters Union represents 340,000 UPS workers who say they are ready to strike. 2 weeks ago, contract talks broke down and both sides blamed each other. Now UPS reached out to the labor union to restart the talks. There's been some agreement, apparently, on air conditioning in vehicles and ending a wage system in which weekend drivers make less, though a sticking point has been pay increases for part-time workers.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Talks are expected to resume next week. Someone's holding a winning ticket worth more than $1 billion from last night's Powerball drawing. It was sold near downtown Los Angeles at a small market, which gets its own check for $1 million. California Lottery spokesperson Carolyn Becker says schools also win.
Thanks to this jackpot that grew for 39 different draws, a roll of 39 draws. The California Lottery raised nearly $80 million for public schools just from this one game, just from the last 3 months.
A jackpot winner has up to 1 year to claim the prize. Mixed day for Wall Street, the Dow up 163, but the NASDAQ dropped more than 2%. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
If you speed, there are lots of sounds that you might hear, like the sound of your vehicle crashing. Because eventually, speeding catches up with you.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPL or Town Square Media.
What's up, Acadiana? And welcome to Shannon Is Offsides. I'm Shannon Wilkerson, here with Hippie Hannah. Thanks for joining us for today's broadcast. We'll be with you till 6 o'clock. It's currently 4:08, taking you home on News Talk, KPL 96.5 FM. And for the second time this week,
I know,
we have Hippie Hannah in the KPL studios.
I feel so lucky to be here.
It's great to have you here.
I enjoy it.
Yeah. How's it going the last few days?
Good. Yeah. Just busy. Yeah.
Busy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is nice.
But you work indoors.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
So that helps.
Yes.
That helps
very
a
much
lot.
So.
Okay. Been watching the news?
Have you just met me?
No, that's the joke.
I know.
Yeah, that's the joke. Have you been watching the news?
No, I was just thinking I'm thankful I work inside, and I feel bad for those who have to work outside.
Oh, God. I've done it. It's a horrible experience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's really a horrible experience. And yeah, I feel bad for them too. And when I see people cutting grass,
mm-hmm,
or I hear the lawnmowers, I have flashbacks.
Yeah.
I really do.
Oh, I believe
it. I can't stand being around them. I mean, I respect them for doing it, but oh, it's the worst thing I've ever done.
Yeah.
It's absolutely the worst thing I've ever done. So, you ever heard of Jason Aldean?
No.
Okay, I hadn't either. Okay, I'm not a country music guy. I know, you know, a lot of my friends love country music. I'm fine, do that.
Yeah.
For me, too depressing. Okay, it's just too depressing for me.
I have a country music joke if you want to hear it.
Sure.
Okay. What happens if you play a country music song backwards?
What?
You get your house back, you get your car back, and you get your dog back.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know, all the songs are about heartache.
Or you get your wife back.
You get, exactly, you know, breakups and drunk prison.
Yeah.
And so it's just not for me.
Right.
All right. Well, a guy named Jason Aldean,
mm-hmm,
he wrote a song. And it's about freedom,
okay,
and so on. And it talks about the protests, okay, like the protests in 2020, the summer of love, when a lot of people go and had these protests and they burn down the cities and drug people out of their cars.
Yeah, I was
and
just thinking, which protest?
All of them, okay, in general.
Okay.
All right. He refers to them. And the name of the song is Try That in a Small Town.
Oh.
Yeah. He doesn't say anything about violence or anything like that. He just talks about small towns and how small towns don't accept that type of behavior.
But when you say protest, it automatically assumes violence.
Well, he's got visuals of the violence.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so and you know what? That's those people's fault.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, those protesters are the reason that people think like you just did. You hear protests and you think of nothing but, you know, the recent protests.
Yeah.
And they were violent in nature and,
yeah,
and they ruined businesses and they just did, there was just chaos. Well, he has images of this video, in his video,
mm-hmm,
of a lot of these protests. Actually, some of them I just found out today are not even protests from here. There's some protest footage from Canada.
Okay.
So he's basically saying these protests are not acceptable and they really wouldn't go over in a small town.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give you an example. We had some protests here in 2020, Black Lives Matter did.
Near the mall.
Near downtown.
Oh, okay. I thought near they downtown. Had some by the mall.
They stayed peaceful.
Yeah.
Okay. And I think that's because of the environment. Mm-hmm. All right. Everybody expected a lot of violence because most of the places that they were going to, the media was covering, it became very violent. And there was chaos, as I said. Mm-hmm. A lot of property being damaged. And so also, I remember that summer we had protesters that tried to stop the traffic on the throughway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, bunch of people, you know, they would do that. They'd go out in the road and stop the interstate, and they'd stop the traffic.
Yeah.
And a bunch of them would gather around, and traffic would sit. It didn't last too long.
Yeah.
Okay, Lafayette PD showed up with the horses.
Yeah.
Okay, and the horses win.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, the horses win. So the reason I bring this up is because one of the country music, I think, video channels
mm-hmm.
pulled it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they pulled it because the woke agenda was raising hell about it. Well, all that was a big mistake. Okay. Because now, much like what happened with Chick-fil-A and Hobby Lobby, now all of these supporters of him
mm-hmm.
are coming out in the millions, and it's the most popular song right now in years. Everybody's getting it through streaming. So
people don't have enough to worry about anymore.
It's it really is pathetic.
Mm-hmm.
I watched some news coverage of this
mm-hmm.
and they show a rap video
mm-hmm.
that is all about killing cops.
Mm.
Okay. And they make a comparison. It's like, there's nothing wrong with this video. Talking literally, I mean, the rapping is about specifically killing police officers. Mm-hmm. And this guy is just saying, you live in a small town. This is one of the, you know, you can't behave like that in a small town. They're old school.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was just, I figured you didn't know about it. So I thought I would share that with you and get your thoughts because you're smart. You don't watch the news.
I don't. No, I think it's ridiculous. I mean, come on, people, there's other things to have to spend your time and energy on.
Yeah.
This is just.
Yeah. What do you care? If you don't like it, don't listen.
Who cares? Yeah. I don't.
I don't.
Yeah.
I just find that I find it a good illustration of the hypocrisy.
Narcissism.
The narcissism and, the hypocrisy. Because mm-hmm. how is this and this, you know, and the one that is acceptable is really inciting violence.
Yeah.
And so I remember in the early 90s, okay, a song that Ice-T was in a metal band,
mm-hmm.
and the song was called Cop Killer.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that?
Yep.
And I was at Shanahan's, and my police officer's friends that worked on the strip,
mm-hmm.
We were just talking, and that came up, and they flat out told me, you better not play that song in there. We can't arrest you or anything, but they made it clear.
Yeah.
Don't ask us for help if you're going to play that song.
Yep.
And I said,
I can see that.
Yeah. I said, I'm not going to play it. You know, it's actually a pretty good song.
Then you run over to DJ. Don't you dare play that song.
Oh yeah. Well, Big Steve wouldn't have let that happen.
Yeah.
And so, I don't condone it, but it does have a really hard, good metal
mm-hmm.
thing going on. Okay.
Don't you find it funny that music that we listened to growing up is like now on, you know, you can hear the elevator music version of it.
Yes.
Or they call like Guns N' Roses and all that like classic rock or just.
Right.
What?
Yeah, it's the truth.
I know.
I mean, it is the truth. So let's look at it. Let's look at the mid 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's say 93.
Yeah.
30 years ago.
Mm-mm.
Okay, 30 years ago.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, so what year would you, I don't want to put you on the spot with your age. Okay?
Oh, I don't care.
All right. So what year was it when you were 13 years old?
89.
89.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, 30 years before then, it was 1959. Frankie Valli.
Wow.
Elvis Costello. Little Anthony and the Imperials.
Mm-hmm.
That's how long ago the early 90s, when grunge hit, that's how long ago it was.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Why do you do this to me?
It's the reality of the world.
It is.
I know you come in here every Thursday and you land.
Yeah.
Yeah, you land.
Yeah, that bubble that I float in on just...
But it's good for you. It's good for you. You know?
Maybe I should just start coming in once a week and not twice.
Well, it's just this week.
I know.
That it was twice. all right, so... You know, when we're growing up, we hear things.
Yes.
And we are told things.
Yes.
That are not true. Okay. Now, sometimes they don't know, whoever tells you doesn't know that it's not true, but turns out they're not true. So we're going to be talking about that. We're going to go through a list that's very entertaining.
And I found extras.
Very good. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then I will share one with my list.
Okay.
And then you share one with your list.
Okay.
Okay. And if you have any of these, I don't know, misleading stories that we were fed when we were younger, feel free to call us and share it at 232-1542. All right. The first one that I have is that the food pyramid is a healthy way to eat. I remember being in the fourth grade. And watching, they didn't have video back then, but they had the actual, projectors.
Yes.
Okay.
Film strips.
Film strip, which, by the way, right now I'd love to have one of those.
I know, right?
Yeah, those were cool. And they were going through the food groups.
Mm-hmm.
And I recall specifically that they had, as a healthy meal, a cheeseburger, fries, and a milkshake. I remember it.
Because you have your bread, your meat,
that's
your
right.
vegetables, and your dairy.
That's exactly right.
Oh, wow.
And I mean, it's just not very good at all. They're talking about here that you should have 2 to 3 servings of milk, yogurt, or cheese. This is every day.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Fats and oils and sweets should be used sparingly. Milk, yogurt, cheese, 2 to 3 times a day. Meat, poultry, fish, dry beans, eggs, and nuts group 2 to 3 times a day. I agree with that one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Vegetables 3 to 5 times a day. Fruit 2 to 4 times a day. Bread, cereal, rice, and pasta group 6 to 11 servings.
Wow.
Okay, so everything was put over rice and pasta. So that was not true.
Yeah.
Lies.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
All right, give me one of yours.
Okay. This one, maybe, you know, just not across the board, but this is a funny one. That toys come with their own unique batteries, and when they wear out, that the toy, you can't get new batteries for them.
That's a good lie.
That is a good one.
Yeah. Especially loud toys.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I like that one.
Total lie.
Total lie.
Yeah. All right. You won't always walk around with a calculator in your pocket. Okay. Guess again.
Yep.
I remember when calculators were very expensive.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, like those graphing calculators.
Now, they're still expensive.
Well, they...
Okay, but I mean a regular calculator. First of all, it was as big as a phone.
Yeah.
An old phone. And they were $100
mm-hmm.
in the 70s. Now, I mean, you could probably go to a dollar store and get a little pocket calculator for $2.99 if you don't have a cell phone.
Yeah.
Everyone's got one now in their pocket.
Literally.
All the time.
I remember growing up and, you know, they were talking about one day you'll be able to see people when you're talking to them on the phone. And we're like, what? No way.
The Jetsons.
Yes.
That's right.
And I was like, there's no way. What? How would you even do that? Yeah.
Yeah. What's your next one?
Okay. Swallowed gum takes 7 years to digest.
It's not true.
No, not true.
It's totally not true. Mm-mm. But that was a thing.
I know.
You know, like, it was biology. We were taught that, you know, as a real thing. Mm-hmm. Not good.
Yep.
No. Lies. All lies.
All lies.
All right, we're going to be right back. And we do have the phone lines open if you want to jump in and share one of these misleading, lessons.
Yes.
Or control methods, like the batteries and the toys, and like the calculator and the gum.
The gum.
Y'all stay tuned.
News Talk 96.5 KPL, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management Studios. Find out more about how they can help you at matthew-james.com.
Welcome back. Shannon is offsides. So we're talking about these misleading information.
Yes.
I don't know whether, you know, they're not idioms. They're just, I don't know, lies.
Yeah.
For the most part. What's your next one?
My next one is, you'll never get a real job if you have tattoos and piercings.
Okay. I remember.
Yeah.
I remember that. Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Yeah. No. Not anymore.
No.
Sometimes. I think that you would, that people with facial tattoos...
Yeah, I mean, there are exceptions if your whole face is tattooed, yes.
Yeah, and if you've got 50 piercings on your lips, not good.
The extreme of anything is
good. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember hearing that a lot.
Yeah. Okay, here's my next one. I heard this at school a lot, okay? This is going to go on your permanent record forever, okay? you skipped out.
Yes.
You cut class. This is going to go on your permanent record. Permanent.
Forever.
Forever.
Attached to your driver's license and everything.
That's exactly right. When you are applying to buy a house,
they will know.
They're going to pull it up and say, Wilkerson,
You skipped class.
It's on your permanent record. We're looking right at it. What a load of crap.
Yes.
Now, we'll tell you this. I never fell for that.
No.
Okay? There may have been a time where I believed it, but I was like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Okay. If there is such a thing as a permanent record. Now, the only permanent records that I can think of right now would be like a credit, you know, credit report or a record of your bills.
Yeah.
All right. Things like that. Or a criminal record.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But not skipping
school. This will go on your permanent record. Yes.
Okay. How about if you sit too close to the TV, you'll go blind?
Well, let's say this. I was told I was going to go blind for another reason.
And you wear glasses now.
That's true. Okay, that's very true. But believe me, if that was true, I'd have been blind about 14 and a half. But yeah, you're right. You'll go blind if you watch TV too close and for too long. And look what most people do now.
Oh, yeah.
Stare at a computer screen.
Yep, or their phones.
All day.
All day.
Let's go to the phone lines.
Okay.
Hey, welcome to Shannon's Offsides. Who's calling?
It's Norman.
Norman from Poche Bridge?
That's him, yes. The view from the bridge.
Yes, sir.
Let me tell you something. You swerved into something when you started all of this. You swerved into the very thing that was in the back of my mind, my damn permanent record.
Permanent?
I'll tell you something about that.
All right.
I did not miss a single day of school all through high school. Not one.
Okay.
Except one day I was on a school-sponsored activity, and I was not at the building, and I was marked absent. And it's bugging me to this day. It's been 60 years, and it still bugs me.
Now, it bugs you personally?
Yeah.
Well, did you explain the situation? Yeah.
Well, I went to school every day. For 4 years, didn't miss a day. I went on a school-sponsored activity. I went in the building, they marked me absent, and they wouldn't change it. Because it was.
Are you talking about just high school, or you went to 4 years? That's when you stopped.
No.
You only went through 1 through 4th grade?
No. I went through high school.
Okay, this was high school. All right.
I got sick. you know, just high school. 60 to 64.
That you went to high school when you're 60?
No.
I entered high school in 1960. I graduated in 1960.
Oh, okay. Well, you said 60 to 64. I thought you were 60 years old when you went into high school. So I'm glad that wasn't the case. Well, all right.
Maybe I'll...
No, I got it. I got it. I totally got it. So here's what I recommend. Okay. Where'd you go to high school?
In Brobridge.
In Brobridge.
At the Catholic school.
Okay. Now, does that or did that school have an award for seniors that had never missed a day's class? Because I know that my high school did, and a friend of mine's high school did.
I believe they did.
Okay.
But I'll tell you what, it doesn't really, it bothers me a little bit. But on the other hand, I outlived them. The school closed not long after I graduated.
Oh, now you see, I'm not liking that because I was going to... Okay, then Brobridge, what parish is that?
St. Martin's. It was a Catholic school.
Okay, here's
so,
what...
So I guess technically that permanent record was destroyed when the...
Go ahead. I'm listening.
That's right. But, all right, and I'm serious about this, all right? You need to go to the school board and get your award now. You'd be on the front page of every paper. You need to go, all right? You need to go and you need to explain that situation. Say, you know what? I was there, but I was on a field trip and they marked me absent and I deserve the award and I'll bet you anything they give it to you.
Well, I tell you what, you know, the high school closed, the whole school closed for many, many years. They opened the junior high, first to eighth.
Yeah.
And I know people on the school board. I'll go ask them. Thank you. You're very inspiring.
I know. All right. Do you mind? All right. I'm telling you, you need to go get that damn award. And.
Well, you give me something to do in my old age.
Well, all right. Would you be willing to give me your full name?
Off the air, yes.
Off the air, because I'm going to start a campaign on this show.
Norman LaBeouf. There you go.
Norman LaBeouf?
Yes.
Norman LaBeouf deserves his award.
I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
I hope that the school board in St. Martin Parish right now is listening because I am going to be talking about them every damn day until Norman gets his award.
I love it.
Well, first of all, it's not the parish. It's the church school, and that school went away.
Well, but it was a private school.
That's okay.
Yeah.
It was a Catholic school.
Okay, well, look, I'm telling you, the St. Martin Parish School Board can still give you that award, and I'm going to make damn sure that Norman gets his award.
Yes.
What's the award called?
Perfect attendance.
I'll invite you to the ceremony.
Perfect attendance.
Yes. My mom did not miss a day of school from kindergarten through high school.
But you finished, and you never missed it. All right, listen. You deserve this perfect attendance award given to Norman LaBeouf by St. Martin Parish School Board.
Yes.
And
they don't live. I worked for him for a couple of years and we parted company on a good basis. I don't want to annoy those people.
You don't work for him anymore. You still got it coming.
And you're not the one annoying them.
All right.
It's us.
Okay.
All right.
That's what I like. Somebody's going to help the people.
Well, look, is when does school come back in session?
August 10th. I know it's
okay, but they're there.
Oh, yeah, they're
there. The school board's there.
Yeah.
All right. How late are they open?
So usually 4.
I don't know, but I know people.
I know people.
I'll tell you what I'll do.
What?
I'll ask questions all around and report back.
I want to call them on the air.
Well, yeah, but how are you going to get back and hold of Norman?
You can Google them.
No, that's a good point. Okay, hold on. Norman, don't hold on. Don't.
I'm going to look it up.
I got it. Hold on. I'm getting your phone number.
No, I'm going to look up the...
I know, but I need his phone number.
I know. Sheesh.
All right, thank you, Norman. I'm on it, bro. Hey, welcome. Welcome to Shannon's Offsides. Who's calling?
This is Jordan. How's it going?
Good, Jordan. What you got?
Okay, why is perfect attendance even an award? It's something I've never understood ever, because you could not miss a day of school, make straight D's with a couple C's, and then you get an award because you were there every day.
Yeah. But it's a thing. I don't know. I don't know, but it's there. I, you know, it is a pretty serious commitment.
It is.
Okay. I find that to be impressive. I hear what you're saying. It doesn't necessarily mean that they're a good student. But when I graduated from college, there was a woman that was graduating, and from kindergarten through college, she had never missed one day. No, I'm sorry, from first grade. First grade all the way through high school and then all the way through college, had never missed a day. And I was shocked. I thought that it was very impressive.
Well, my mom, from kindergarten through high school, did not miss any
school. People go on vacations. Yeah, I mean, you take your kids to go, you know, do something fun and educational. You know, if there's a day of school that, you know, not much is going on or something.
Oh, I get it. I mean, hey, look, I was the exact opposite. Okay. I was the exact opposite through high school. I mean the exact opposite. You know, there's like this maximum amount of days that you can miss, or you'll fail all your classes. I was always right on that maximum day. So if I'd have gotten sick, even with an excuse, I would have been, you know, eliminated. So anyway, all right. Thanks for the call. All right. What's our next one?
That literally any college degree would lead to a guaranteed job and is the only way to get a job.
Wrong. Millennials are finding that out now.
Oh, yeah, real quick.
In fact, there is a very big increase in trade school attendance.
Mm-hmm.
All these young people, good. Okay, maybe the Generation Zers are having a little bit more sense than their parents because they're seeing their older siblings and their parents coming out of college, and they're paying off a student loan for 10 years.
Yeah, we talked about that on Tuesday.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Short-term memory.
Yep.
All right, here's one. Acid rain wasn't an actual threat to the extent it was touted or described, and the killer bees are not really coming. That may have been before your time.
No, I remember that.
Yeah, the killer bees. And they showed like a map. They're moving their way.
Yes.
Up South America.
Yep.
And if you go outside, the killer bees are going to, well, kill you.
And that came out again not too long ago, like maybe killer wasps or something. It was another
deadly, strange, flying critter. Yeah. It was a really dangerous hornet.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, and that's a scary looking animal.
Mm-hmm.
And but no, the killer bees are not really coming. And acid rain is not going to melt your house.
No.
You're next.
Turning on the lights in the car while driving is illegal.
It's not true.
Wrong.
It's not true.
I know.
You know what else is not true?
What?
It's not illegal for you to drive barefoot.
I know. I love that. Just recently, I was like, 2 weeks ago, I learned that?
Yeah. That was a big thing. Everybody believed it. All right. Here's one. Boy, this came back to bite everybody. Japanese cars are poor quality and unreliable.
Yep.
It's really the other way around. I mean, good Lord, these are not quite so much. American-made cars, you can get a good 200,000-plus miles out of a lot of cars.
Mm-hmm.
I remember maybe in the 70s, early 80s, that it was hard for somebody to get 100,000 miles out of an American-made car. With the exception of the trucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, but all of a sudden, Toyota, Datsun, Honda, everybody stopped laughing at them because they were never broken. And you can drive them practically, you know, for
ever.
10 years. Oh, yeah. Forever. That's just crazy. All right, what's your next one?
If you cross your eyes, they may end up staying like that.
I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not good.
Are the winds, my grandma used to say, the wind's going to turn, your face is going to stick.
Oh, yeah. If you keep making that ugly face, it's going to stick like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It was never true.
No.
And they knew it.
Yeah, of course they knew it.
I mean, some of them didn't know it. A lot of people didn't know about the killer bees. A lot of people believed that because they said it on the news.
Mm-hmm.
They had all these scientists saying, look, here's a person that died from killer bees.
Yeah.
Nope. Maybe they did, but the killer bees didn't come.
It was probably just a regular bee that they were allergic to.
There you go. Mm-hmm. May have been one sting.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here we go. quicksand is going to be a real life problem. Okay, remember the whole thing with quicksand?
No, I don't remember that.
Yeah, quicksand. Everybody was afraid of quicksand. Quicksand is going to be all over the place. The earth is going to suck you up. Okay?
I can tell you this
right now. The only place that they ever had quicksand was on Gilligan's Island. Okay, remember the quicksand on Gilligan's Island?
And on Princess Bride.
I've never seen this.
Oh, it's so good.
Quicksand.
Yeah, Andre the Giant is in Princess
Bride. I know that, yeah. Oh. I know about it. And Billy Crystal is in there. Yes.
But they had quicksand. They called it lightning sand.
Yeah. I know that it exists, you know, in mm-hmm. some places. But it seems like it would just be like, you know, in Australia.
Yeah.
You know, deep in the outback. All right.
Yeah.
What's your next? Well, you know what? Let's take our final break.
Okay.
For this hour, and we'll be right back here on Shannon is Offsides. All these lies.
Lies.
We were told all these lies.
Mm-hmm.
I want to find out who came up with these and confront them.
Right.
Just like Norman needs to confront.
Yes.
The St. Martin Parish School Board.
St. Martin Parish School Board.
We're going to make that happen.
We will.
And I want, not only do I want him to get the award, I want a ceremony. I want the news there. okay. I want to get the news out there.
Okay.
I want a story on in the local newspaper. I want a story on right here on KPEL's
yes.
website. It's a thing.
Yeah.
I mean, we're gonna make it a thing.
Justice for Norman.
Justice for Norman. Oh, God.
Yep.
Now, all right, never mind.
No, go for it. What?
You know, to me, that's a worthy cause.
Yes.
Okay, that's he said. He's It still bothers him.
Yeah.
And all these years later.
All these years later, yeah.
You know, he graduated in 1964. Mm-hmm. I mean, what, that's nearly 60 years?
I don't math. Yeah. We all have calculators in our pocket now.
I know. Yeah. School teacher, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not math.
Yeah, that's true. All right. So we're talking about all this misleading information that we got younger. A long time ago, many of us were younger at the time. You want to go? Go.
Yeah. Speaking of, you know, school teacher and everything, why is it that they drilled in our head so much in school about stop, drop, and roll? Okay.
Stop. Right.
It's like, where were they expecting people to just constantly be on fire?
I'd like to know about that from a fireman.
Yeah.
It does make sense if your clothes are on fire.
Yes.
Okay.
But, man.
Yeah, it was a big thing.
Yes.
Okay. You know what else was a big thing, also misleading?
What?
The safest place for you is under your desk if there's a nuclear attack.
Yes. Exactly. Well, yeah.
You know, if
that's
there's a...
That's true.
Oh.
I'm joking.
if we are attacked by... Have you ever seen the footage from
Chernobyl,
Nagasaki or Hiroshima?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the big mushroom cloud.
Yeah.
Yeah. The desk isn't going to save you.
This desk will not save you.
Nope. It's false hope.
It's false hope. That's exactly right.
Like the oxygen in airplanes is just to kind of keep you lucid.
Yeah, I guess so.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's another one. I remember this. You probably will, too. Plastic bags will save the earth because we won't have to kill as many trees to make brown paper bags to carry groceries.
Yep. Paper or plastic.
Paper or plastic. And boy, if you got paper, you got the evil eye.
You got the stink eye big time.
Now they found out that it takes like 7 years, you know, for these bags to decompose.
Oh, more than that.
More than that.
Yeah.
It is much more than that. And plastic bags
I think you're thinking about the gum.
I'm thinking of the gum. you know, plastic bags now are still used a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But if you really want to save the environment, you're better off using the paper bags.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and paper bags also have they play a big role in crime scenes. Brown paper bags.
Oh.
that's what they put the evidence in. Mm-hmm. In because the brown paper bag, even though some material might be absorbed, it's still intact.
Yeah.
Okay, as opposed to putting it in a plastic container or a plastic bag or something like that.
It can, yeah, so, contaminate it.
Yeah. I mean, I use the plastic bags. They're not always, the paper is not always available. And the plastic bags are easier to carry.
Well, I wear a backpack, so I try not to get bags anytime I go anywhere. Unless it's like a big shopping trip.
But yeah, I mean, if you go to the grocery.
Yeah, but if I'm just going to pick something up at, you know, a few things at like Michael's or Hobby Lobby, you know, I would just throw it in my backpack.
Yeah.
What about, you better learn how to write in cursive because you're going to be using it the rest of your life.
No one uses cursive.
No.
Did they start teaching it in school again?
No,
I know there was a thing. Yeah. I can't remember the last time I wrote in cursive.
Mine's like a hybrid cursive print.
Like half and half?
Yeah.
You know what? I do that. Mm-hmm. Okay. I definitely do that. That's the thing. Let's try to bring back cursive.
Because like cards in some fonts. Or cursive, and some people can't read it.
That's right.
Like greeting cards.
Yeah.
That are in cursive, some people just can't read
it. I read something somewhere about this, that learning to write cursive has a educational benefit. The way that you think, when you're writing cursive versus print, they're very different from one another.
Yeah, because it's continuous.
It's continuous. That's exactly right. Justice for cursive. Hello, welcome to Shannon is Offsides. Who's calling?
This is Joey.
Hey, Joey, what you got for me?
Well, y'all talking about brown paper bags and stuff like that from the grocery store and how the police use that for evidence. When we were in school, we used our paper bags not only for groceries, we also used it to cover our books at school.
Yeah,
that's right. I remember that.
I remember doing that. Yep.
Do they still cover books?
No.
They don't do that anymore.
No.
I remember them giving out the books. Okay.
And the Kroger bags.
And
I have no idea, but
I remember that when you open the front cover, on the inside of the front cover were all these lines, and you had to sign it and put your year.
Yeah. And you can see who had the book before you.
That's right. Uh-huh, you can see because they collected them, they just handed them back out. And do they do that?
Mm-mm.
They still give out the books and they pick up the books?
Yeah, they give them out and pick them up, but I don't think you have to put your name in it.
I have no idea. They probably, at the end of the year, you take your cover off and turn the books in. Mm-hmm.
That's right. Yeah. And you'd get in trouble if they didn't have a cover. You know, the teacher enforced that. You know, because they wanted to protect the book, and then you'd have to write on the paper bag cover
what book it was. Yeah. And then they came out with those like stretchy book covers.
That was way after me.
Oh, I didn't use them, but I always fold. I remember folding those.
Yeah,
I could still probably fold a paper bag to a book cover now.
That would be an interesting competition. Hey, thanks for the call. Book cover race.
Yep.
You got.
By the way, it takes 10 to 20 years for a plastic bag to decompose, but 450 years for a plastic bottle.
450 years?
Yep.
What about a diaper?
I don't know.
I heard diapers, like, it takes them a long, long time to decompose.
Let's see.
Diapers. Now, that's disgusting.
Ugh.
You know, all these environmentalists are complaining about the environment, but they still use Huggies. Oh. Or pull-ups, but look, you want to save the environment? You better get back to cotton.
Common disposable diapers will take roughly 500 years to fully decompose.
500 years. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's for every diaper that every baby ever wore. I mean, where are we putting all these diapers? I guess in landfills.
Yeah.
Yeah, they put them in landfills, and that's what we're doing. We're burying it all.
Mm-hmm.
But it's got to be toxic to the earth.
Yeah.
I mean, right?
Yeah.
All right. Here's another one. You ready? The United States, and I remember this, the United States will be using the metric system by 1983. No.
No.
And I think we're, I mean, I don't, I think that we are one of the only countries left that do not use the metric system.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Who was it that tried to, was it Carter?
I think it was Carter.
Carter trying to
get us to convert. And I remember learning it in school.
Mm-hmm.
And I never really grasped it very much until they came up with the 2-liter Coke.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that? And then later on, I was able to figure out, kind of had a grasp on the size or the volume of what a gram was. Okay? I swear. Okay?
Oh, I know.
I was like, so that's what they were talking about. Okay. But then it went from a gram to like a quarter ounce.
Yeah.
You know, they lost it.
Yeah.
They lost it. You got another one?
Yes.
All right, come on.
Your head will explode or you will die if you eat Pop Rocks and drink Coke at the same time.
Mikey. That was the big lie.
Yeah.
That Mikey, the little cereal boy.
Mikey will eat it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. He won't eat it. He hates everything.
Yeah.
And then he likes it.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was the urban myth that he died from eating Pop Rocks and Coke.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We fell for a lot of crap.
We did.
I wonder what we are falling for now.
Well, you know, I read up some that were more modern lies people are currently telling their kids.
And yeah.
There's some funny ones like the internet shuts off at 6 o'clock.
That's pretty good.
That is a good one.
That's pretty good. You know, but all the serious issues right now, you know, we're going to find out that some of them are not real.
Oh, of course.
Now, you know, the whole climate change is a whole nother conversation. But I remember in the 80s being told that, like, by the turn of the century, half of the world would be covered in water.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, they keep kicking the road, they're kicking the can down the road. All right, everybody, please stay tuned. We'll be back in the 5 o'clock hour. We're going to be discussing left and the right, conservative and liberal.
Fly.
News Talk 96.5 KPL, Bro Bridge, Lafayette. Broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management Studios. Online at matthew-james.com.
A lot of questions. I'm Lee Silicera, Fox News. A lack of communication remains about an American soldier who has crossed into North Korea.
Because the U.S. and North Korea have not spoken, Deputy Pentagon Press Secretary Sabrina Singh says there are too many unknowns about Private Travis King.
We don't know his condition. We don't know where he's being held. We don't know the status of his health.
Secretary of the Army Christine Wormuth told the Aspen Security Forum it's too early to say whether he's a deserter or AWOL, but calling him a North Korean sympathizer may be premature.
I don't think people knew what was in his mind.
King was to be flown back to the United States after being jailed for assault, but slipped away from escorts at the airport before he crossed the border.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. Air raid sirens heard across Ukraine as the Crimean Bridge, which links the region to the Russian mainland, is closed. White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says Ukraine needs continued help from the U.S. and our NATO allies.
What they really need are the four A's. Artillery, ammunition, air defense, and armor, tanks. And on all four of those, we have provided an extraordinary amount of support at, quite frankly, unprecedented speed.
The U.S. has agreed to help train Ukrainian pilots on American F-16 fighter jets, and it was announced earlier this month that cluster bombs will be sent to Ukraine. An abortion opponent who told investigators that anxiety and nightmares about plans for Wyoming's first full-service abortion clinic in years led her to break into the facility and burn it, has pled guilty to a federal arson charge. Lorna Green will face up to 20 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. The fire happened at the Wellspring Health Access Clinic in May 2022, weeks before it was to open. The damage kept the clinic from opening for almost a year. America is listening to Fox News.
That's Mike saying good morning. It's the best he can do right now. Yeah, not a cloud in the sky. What Mike could use is a fresh start. And Irish Spring Body Wash. The fresh scent of Irish Spring and those sensational Irish Spring suds are just the reset Mike needs. Now he's ready
to go to work.
It's Sunday. Irish Spring. When the spring hits you, you're ready. Pick up Irish Spring today.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Top Chinese official appears to be missing.
China's foreign minister, Qing Gang, hasn't been seen in public in almost a month. The South China Morning Post says Beijing hasn't been saying much, except that he's been out due to health reasons. Chen's been missing some important meetings. He was supposed to see the European Union's top diplomat this month, but that was scrapped. And Reuters is reporting the comments about him and his health have been taken off official transcripts. Also, there's been no mention of him recently in state media. Qin was handpicked for the job just 7 months ago by President Xi. Jill Nato, Fox News.
State Department says Secretary of State Antony Blinken will visit Tonga, New Zealand, and Australia next week as the Biden administration shifts its Indo-Pacific strategy into overdrive, in part to counter China's growing influence in the region. A new company emerges in the ride-sharing market.
After years of focusing on developing countries, ride-hailing company InDrive is branching out in the U.S. and rolling out its services in Miami and South Florida. The privately owned international ride-hailing company launched back in 2012 and has expanded into 48 countries around the world. Its business model differs from Uber and Lyft and allows riders to negotiate a price for a journey rather than a fixed fee. Miami will serve as a testing ground, and InDrive says there will be about 5,000 cars to start. In a bid to attract drivers, InDrive said it will not charge a commission till next January, and drivers will take home 100% of the profits from each fare.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. Broadway may have avoided the same kind of strike as the film and TV industry. The Broadway League and Disney Theatrical Productions, which represents producers and the Stagehands Union, have announced that they have reached a tentative agreement that a strike could have started as early as tomorrow. I'm Lee Silly. Sarah, this is Fox News.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks finishing mixed with the Dow notching its ninth straight session of gains for its longest winning streak in nearly 6 years. Technology stocks were the worst performers following earnings from Netflix, which showed that revenue fell short of expectations, while Tesla stock dropped as the EV maker reported shrinking profitability. The Dow rising 164 points, the NASDAQ down 295, S&P 500 down 31. In Capital One Financial, stock is dropping in extended trading after the credit card giant reported mixed quarterly results. And Walmart making a move to boost participation in its membership program and will now be offering its Walmart Plus subscription at half the price to people receiving food stamps or other types of government assistance. The world's biggest retailer said the new price for eligible shoppers would be $49 a year compared with $98 annually. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
If you're hiring, it can feel like trying to find a needle in a haystack. You can hope the right person comes along, or you can just use ZipRecruiter. Like Marco, president of operations at Telly Tires and Auto Centers.
ZipRecruiter helps me find all the right people, even the most difficult jobs to fill.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Now try ZipRecruiter free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPL or Town Square Media.
It's the 5 o'clock gold rush hour on Offsides, brought to you by Coin and Treasure on West Congress, where they buy and sell gold and silver every day.
What's up, Acadiana, and welcome to Shannon is Offsides. I'm Shannon Wilkerson here with Hippie Hannah. Thanks for joining us for today's broadcast. We'll be with you until 6 o'clock. It's currently 5:09, taking you home on News Talk, KPEL 96.5 FM. Hippie Hannah.
Hi.
Welcome back to the 5 o'clock hour.
Thanks. Sorry, just watching the news on my phone.
Yeah?
No.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. Okay, so I know you don't watch the news and stuff like that, but here is a real question.
Okay.
Okay? Other than if you were not coming in to do this show today,
okay,
would you know what day it is?
Probably not.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah. I need a routine.
Yeah.
I ask myself that quite often.
What day is it?
Yeah, what day is it?
I'll do that when I'll get confused what day it is, like if there's a holiday. Okay, like Labor Day or something like that. And you've got a 3-day weekend that it kind of throws me off. And you know, because Tuesday feels like Monday.
Yeah. No, you know. I'm like that if my routine. Yeah, I mean, if my routine gets thrown off.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Which happens often. So therefore, I never know what day.
Yeah, there you go. All right. So on Thursdays, 5 o'clock, Hippie Hannah and I discuss issues, political issues, social issues. A lot. It's a summary. You know, these issues are a lot like what this show is about.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Some are serious. Some are not serious. But what happens here is that we will present an issue or a question or a circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
And Hippie Hannah will give what she believes to be the traditional response from the left, from liberals.
Mm-hmm.
I will give what I believe to be the typical answer from the right, the conservatives. And then we share our own opinions. Mm-hmm. And surprisingly, we have found that we have the same opinion,
mm-hmm.
even though, you know, and sometimes your opinion personally turns out to be something that is traditionally conservative.
Yeah.
And sometimes my position personally turns out to be the traditional response from liberals.
Yep.
And that's interesting. We surprise each other regularly.
It's a healthy debate.
Yes. All right. So here's the first one.
Okay.
Banning books in school.
Okay.
Banning books in schools. What do the liberals think?
That people should be able to read whatever they want to read.
Okay. So no banning books.
No.
Okay. The typical right would say you have to ban some books. You have to ban some books. Some books are inappropriate for a school library.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what are your thoughts on it?
I feel like, yeah, there should be some books that are banned from the school library, but not to the extent that they are.
Like what? Can you give me an example?
Well, like in Huck Finn, one of them.
Oh, okay. You know, that's right. Because of racial overtones. Yeah. Yeah.
Some of those that...
So you think that should be banned?
No.
Okay.
Because it was the time period.
That's right.
You know, it's not current. I mean,
yeah.
There's nothing in that book that relates to current day.
Okay, so can you give me an example? Do you know offhand, I'm not trying to put you on the spot, do you know offhand of a book that is in controversy or has been banned, but you don't... Wait a minute. A book that is banned other than Huck Finn?
Not that I could think of right now, but give me a second.
Can you think of any that you think should be banned? Or has been banned? I don't believe I'm choosing the right words.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can you give me an example of a book that conservatives want to be banned?
Mm-hmm.
But liberals do not want it banned.
Well, look, I just pulled up a whole list.
All right.
To Kill a Mockingbird.
Banned.
Banned.
Okay.
Catcher in the Rye.
Banned.
Mm-hmm. Of Mice and Men.
Don't know it.
Fahrenheit 451.
Banned?
Mm-hmm. The Color Purple. Lord of the Flies. Adventure.
I don't think any of those should be banned either.
Yeah. Animal Farm. Brave New World.
Animal Farm.
Yeah.
What's that?
It's George Orwell, where the animals take over the world.
Now, that sounds interesting.
Right. It was good. These are all really good. I read all of
them. I don't think those should be banned.
No.
Okay. I don't think those should be banned. But I do think that there are many books that should be banned.
Well, yeah, like the Necronomicon.
What's that?
That's like the Satan worshipper's Bible.
Well, there you go.
You know, I mean, okay. There are some extremes, of course.
Yeah. Mein Kampf,
yes.
Okay, that should be banned.
Yes.
Okay. But there are a lot of books that teachers are upset that are being banned. Mm-hmm. And I believe they should be banned. There is a video. Well, there's lots of video footage of this very subject. It's a black gentleman, and he goes before the school board, and he starts reading material, mm-hmm. okay? And it is graphic sexual descriptions.
Okay.
I couldn't feel comfortable saying it right now on the air.
Okay.
Okay? And they stop him.
What book was it?
I don't recall that he gave the title of the book. All right, he was just proving a point.
Yeah.
And they stop him. Mm-hmm. It is a very graphic detail description of intercourse.
Okay.
All right. The female body, the male body, what's happening, what's going on. And they stop him. And he says, oh, I'm sorry. Was it something that I said? Mm-hmm. And they said, yes, that's not appropriate. He said, I got this book from my children's elementary school Ooh. Library. Okay.
What?
Yes. Yes. See, there you go. I never thought that we would agree this much on this.
No, but I'm saying, like, I can see a book like that being in a high school,
mm-hmm.
but not elementary school.
Okay.
I mean, there are different levels of reading that can be placed in specific schools, you know?
Yeah.
But how is,
right.
how is that even at an elementary reading level?
That's a good point. And let me just point out that the books that you cited
mm-hmm.
are the people that wanted banned are liberals. Okay, liberals want them banned because of the racial overtone, the yeah. racial problem. So there are books that the liberals want banned mm-hmm. that many people like you and I are like, this is real novel.
Yeah,
okay,
I don't think they should be banned.
Right, but the Sorry. Books that I'm talking about with the sexual, that are sexual in nature are the ones that the conservatives want to be banned.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the big conflict is. The problem with the conservatives right now is that they are not raising enough hell about the ones that you cited. Mm-hmm. They are busy trying to get these sexually graphic ones banned. Okay. In fact, I had no idea that those books that you were talking about were banned at all. Because mm-hmm. all I hear about are the ones that are sexual in nature.
Yeah.
I mean, they sound like pornography.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Yeah. So, all right. So
there's a time and a place for things like yeah. that. And, you know, a specific age range.
Yeah.
But
I mean, maybe it's a senior in high school.
Yeah, but it's still some, I mean, yeah, definitely not elementary school. But yeah, I mean, I could see that being in a high school. You know,
for the upper class.
Well, you can't really determine, if you have a library for high school, you can't really.
I'm just saying that yeah. I don't think it would be appropriate for a freshman. Okay, if you heard it, I think that you would agree.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, maybe a book like this would be appropriate for a senior class sex education.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's what I mean. All right. But nevertheless, so that's good to know that you agree that these books that the liberals want banned, like To Kill a Mockingbird,
yeah.
should remain in the library.
Yes, because of the time period they were written in. You can't change the fact that they were written in that specific time period.
Right.
You know, and if someone is going to read the book, they have to, I mean, it's very clear that it is in a specific time period.
Right.
Not modern day.
Right.
So.
And it's educational.
It is.
To illustrate how things were.
How things were.
Yeah.
And the great writing.
Yeah. I mean, that could introduce young people to these authors that they had never been exposed to before.
Yep.
And
to get kids to read in general, I mean, let them read whatever they want.
Yeah, sure.
Get off your phones.
Yeah.
Read a book.
Yeah. Learn a book.
Yeah.
I like that. So, yeah, that's the big controversy right now. And unfortunately, a lot of elected officials, politicians, use this paint with this really wide brush. And mm-hmm. they talk about how the Republicans want to ban books. But they don't say that these books are borderline pornography.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they just put them all in this category. They want to ban books. I'm sure that there are some that are on the fence. All right. But Because you can make the same argument. It wouldn't be as strong of an argument about the satanic books.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're going to ban those. You got to ban the Bible.
Yeah.
I mean, right?
It has to be a balance.
That's right.
It has to be balanced.
And Mein Kampf?
Yeah.
I think that would be an important read for seniors. Okay, they need to learn what the evils of the world is like.
Mm-hmm.
That's important. A lot of young people don't understand that there are bad people in the world that are just bad. It's not because of something that we did.
I read The Crisis of German Ideology.
Yeah.
And it was based off of what was going on with the Nazi times and their thought processes. And it was like, what?
Yeah.
How can they make this sound logical at all?
Well, bad people.
Yeah.
Okay. And a lot of times, many people are easily influenced.
So if you can ban books that talk about, you know, graphic sexual in nature, what about all the artworks that are, you know, very nude women and...
Right. Time and place.
Yeah.
I remember many years ago, you may remember this, that there was an art exhibit that came to what was then USL.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a photographer, and it was extreme bondage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they had, you know, these big graphic pictures, photographs of individuals mm-hmm. that are all in leather and hurting one another. And there was a big, you know, is this art? Is it not art? But that's an example of art that I don't think would be appropriate on the high school level. You know, I mean, like you're just saying. But there's a difference between pornography art and there's a difference between a nude, okay, like.
Yeah, but we see that.
Right.
But someone sees, you know, a painting of a breast or like.
Yeah, no.
Our kids can't see that.
Nah, you know, you got to, there needs to be there's a marginal difference, okay, but between somebody that is in leather and tied up and Michelangelo.
Yes, I'm saying we see that.
Yeah.
But
who is it, David? The big statue.
Oh, Statue of David, yeah.
Statue of David. Yeah. He's naked.
Yeah.
Okay. And, you know, people will say, you got to cover that up. No. Well, no, I don't think so.
Mm-mm.
All right, let's take a break.
I'm trying to look for the name of the book.
Do that when we'll look for it during the break. We'll be right back, 232-1542. We're talking about banning books in school. We're going to move on soon, and we're going to be talking about prayer in school.
News Talk 96.5 KPL, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management Studios. Find out more about how they can help you at matthew-james.com.
Hi, I'm Dale Brown, best-selling techno-thriller author. I'm also a mission pilot and squadron commander in the Civil Air Patrol. The members of the Civil Air Patrol are volunteer professionals who serve their communities and their nation every day with emergency services, aerospace education, and cadet programs. We train hard, we fly hard, and we get the job done for America. Join the Civil Air Patrol. Visit www.gocivilairpatrol.com and let's go flying.
It's the 5 o'clock gold rush hour on Offsides, brought to you by Coin and Treasure on West Congress, where they buy and sell gold and silver every day.
And welcome back. So we're talking about, banning books, whether or not books should be banned.
Mm-hmm.
If so, which ones?
Mm-hmm.
And we got a call. Hey, welcome to Shannon's Offsides. Who's calling?
Well, y'all been talking about books being banned and some good books in the past that has been banned. But for me, I haven't been a great reader coming up through high school or anything like that, but as you get older, you appreciate what you're reading and stuff like that. But I just it's kind of like of a joke, but the Facebook phase, that's all they believe, it's Facebook. But I look at it this way, the best thing you can do is have a face in a book, not on online or internet, but that's kind of how I see things, you know.
Well, I'll tell you, I recently started.
Y'all two may have Facebook accounts. That's fine.
But, yeah.
You know, but I agree with y'all on what y'all talk about.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, you know, the actual physical book does make a difference because I started reading. Oh, yeah. I started reading a book online recently. Mm-hmm. Okay, because I just didn't have the book.
Yeah.
And I own the book, but I don't have it in my possession right mm-hmm. now. And I started reading it again online. I've read this book before. I just wanted to read it again. It's The Vampire Lestat. I mean, and yeah, it's not the same.
Okay.
Readers. Yeah. Thanks for the call. It's not the same when you're reading it in an actual book as opposed to on a computer screen. I mean, I'm reading it. It's not like it's not like I don't want to do it.
It's a tactile effect.
It's something like, yeah, that's exactly right.
I mean, I do read a lot on my iPad.
Yeah.
But so it's like I can lay in bed and hold it up and read it. So it's mm-hmm. not like I have to sit there hunched over a computer. But yeah, there is something about the feel of the paper.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And flipping the page.
Mm-hmm. Dog ear in the page.
Doing what?
Dog ear in the page. Like,
folding it?
In the corner. Yeah.
Yeah. To be a bookmarker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty good.
Yep.
All right, let's move on.
Okay.
Prayer in school.
Mm-hmm.
Having children in school pray.
Mm-hmm.
I would assume at the beginning of the day.
Yeah.
Like when they do the pledge. Do they still do the pledge? Do they still do the national anthem?
No, just the pledge.
Just the pledge.
Yeah. All right, when they're hiding under their desk. Waiting for
the nuclear attack. Yeah, that's exactly right. All right. What does the left think about prayer in school?
No prayer in school.
No prayer in school.
Because it only covers one type of religion.
All right.
You know they do have is moments of silence.
We're going to get to that.
Okay.
Conservatives want prayer in school.
Yep.
They want children to grow up with an appreciation for a higher being.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Most of them want that are Christians.
Mm-hmm.
And they think that that's a good way for children to develop.
Mm-hmm.
They want to have a religious influence on
them. Right.
What does Hippie Hannah say?
No prayer in school.
No prayer.
Nope. Not that I have anything against prayer.
Yeah.
But I do see the point of the fact that it doesn't cover every type of religious belief systems.
Yeah. I agree. I agree. I don't think I'm not supportive of actual prayer, but I do support and I'm receptive to a moment of silence.
Yes.
We had that when I was in high school.
Okay.
Okay. But we also had the national anthem, which was torture. Okay. I mean, when at 7 o'clock in the morning, you're 16, 17 years old. I'm just saying it was, you know, I don't want to stand that long.
Yeah.
All right. But that's what it was. That's what they did. And then they would have the moment of silence and it was maybe 15 seconds.
Yeah.
Something like that. You know, you didn't have to pray out loud. In fact, I don't even know that they would be allowed to pray out loud, but you had the moment of silence and you can sit there and daydream. You could pray.
Mm-hmm.
Or not pray.
Mm-hmm.
So we both agree on that.
Yeah.
All right. Very interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to the next one. All right. Is obesity a disease? Is obesity a disease? What say the left?
The left would say yes.
The left would say yes.
Yep.
The right would say no.
Yep.
And what say Hippie Hannah?
I guess I'm in the middle a little bit. There are some scenarios where obesity cannot be
corrected.
It can't be considered just a choice, you know.
Okay.
There are some scenarios where, yeah, the people just are eating too much. But there are some cases where it's not their choice to be like that.
Not their choice how?
some medical issues. You know, may have thyroid issues. I mean, there may be something medically wrong that causes the obesity.
Okay.
But on the flip side, you know, of course, there are people who just eat a lot.
Yeah. I don't deny that there could be some medical issues.
Mm-hmm.
But it's my opinion that that's a very small percentage.
Very small.
Of the people that are obese.
Yes.
I'm going to try to find a sensitive way to say this. But if you just go anywhere, okay, the huge majority of people are not just overweight. They're way overweight.
Mm-hmm.
It's just common now. Now it seems like thin people are the minority. I don't know the statistics, okay? All I do know is that what I see shows that it's much worse than it used to be. I don't think obesity is a disease. Now, like I said, medical issues, there could be some medical issues. But if that's the case, I don't know that even disease is the right word.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just because you have a medical issue doesn't mean that you have a disease like Parkinson's.
Right.
Or things like that.
Yeah.
So there could be some medical issues.
It could be considered a disease. Yeah. I mean, I think there are medical issues, but I don't think it'd be like, where do you stand on alcoholism? Do you think that's the disease?
Well, addiction. Now, same thing. Okay.
Well, yeah.
Drug addiction. I don't know that if it's the same thing with alcohol, but there are medical studies that indicate that it is a disease.
How
that
so?
Addiction. Something about the way that the brain responds. I don't know the details, but I do know that it is considered a disease, that drug addiction can be considered a disease. I don't know because I don't know enough about those studies to have a clear or strong opinion about it. Good or bad.
So obesity can, in that scenario, be labeled as a disease because it's the addiction to food.
Good question.
Yeah.
Okay, good question.
Does it release some sort of chemical like a dopamine?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't know. But I can say this, that if, in fact, drug addiction is considered a disease, and obesity is considered a disease.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't agree with that title.
Yeah.
Okay, because if you get Parkinson's, you cannot choose to stop.
Right.
Okay. If you get extra dopamine when you eat a lot, you can still choose to not eat a lot.
What do you call it, an affliction?
Okay, like the t-shirts? Hey, welcome to Shannon is Offsides. Remember those affliction t-shirts?
No.
Yeah, they were dumb. Hey, welcome to Shannon is Offsides. Who's calling?
Hey, this is Will.
Will, what are your thoughts?
Okay. Yeah, when you hit a nerve when you start talking about obesity and alcoholism being a disease.
I don't think it is. I don't think it is.
Right.
I'm just saying that there are some medical studies that make that claim.
Well, in my opinion, alcoholism is a disease that you catch at the bottom of the bottle. And same thing with drug addiction, because now it might be a medical condition after a while of doing it, but you don't just one day catch a heroin addiction.
Yeah, that was my point. That was my point. Is that
built up by a series of choices? Same thing with alcoholism.
Yeah, I agree with you. Now there are medical. Excuse me. There are medical issues, real medical issues with addiction and alcoholism, in that if you are an alcoholic or you're on heroin, okay, you've been doing heroin every day for 3 years, all right, you can't just stop doing that. Your withdrawals could kill you, okay?
Well, yeah, but
I'm just saying that's a medical, that is an existing medical issue.
No, I understand. Okay?
Go ahead.
But you didn't just catch it. You chose to get it.
That's right.
It's not like,
you know, and that same thing with gambling addiction. I've heard that called a disease. man, there's no way in the world you're going to convince me that gambling is a disease that you catch.
Yeah, well, it's an addiction, but I wouldn't consider it a disease. Same thing. You got to go into the casino and begin.
Just same thing as you got to do heroin to become addicted. So it didn't just pop up on you like some five-year-old kid doesn't become a heroin addict.
Yeah.
Unless something happened.
Yeah, it's not COVID.
But a five-year-old kid could catch leukemia. That's a disease.
Right, or COVID. Yeah, COVID is a disease. Influenza. A lot of real disease. Those are diseases. You have no control on whether or not you catch it. Mm-hmm. All right. Parkinson's is a disease. Polio. We can go on and on, but diabetes.
Yeah, drinking too much. Drinking mm-hmm. too much. That's not a disease, man.
No, no.
That's just my opinion.
No, and I believe that both Hippie Hannah and I both agree with that. And so it is a choice. Thanks for the call. All right. Hello. Welcome to Shannon's Offsides. Who's calling?
Hey, guys. This is Big Mama.
Big Mama, where you been?
Oh, everywhere. Doing a little bit of everything.
We've been missing you.
Now you got me.
Good.
You're talking to a big lady, but now I've lost 73 pounds over the course of several years.
Great job.
Oh, yeah, good job. Congrats.
It really is good. Now, I don't know about obesity being classified as a disease. I know that, food is my thing, but I know that you have to have a desire, to want to lose the weight.
Yeah.
But I do know, and I don't know about the studies, but I have hands-on experience with drug addiction, alcoholism,
mm-hmm.
and it is the medical codex as a disease. The weight, and you have to be genetically predisposed, from what I'm understanding.
Yeah,
it runs. Alcohol, drug addiction runs in my family,
mm-hmm.
and I think that it's you do in a sense you don't choose to wind up on Skid Row.
I agree. And alcoholism runs in my family as well. I mean, I'm half Irish and half Italian. It's a lot. It's nothing but alcoholics and Catholics.
Absolutely.
And it killed my grandmother. Okay. It alcoholism killed my grandmother on my father's side. What's that?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
I have relatives who have died of cirrhosis.
Yeah, man, it's really serious.
It's so complicated. You develop that default that you go to when you have a problem. Well, the drug is going to make it disappear.
Yeah, that's right.
For a while. And then you develop, what happens is you develop that horrific physical dependence. The more you get, the more you need.
Yeah, and the more you need, the more you get.
Yeah, and these guys have an incredible tolerance. My son is a severe addict, and he was down 40 Lortabs plus additional drugs. He's still walking today.
Wow, good Lord. Well, I'm glad for that. I'm definitely glad for that.
Yeah,
same thing. I have an uncle passed away a few years ago, and he was in his early 80s. And there wasn't a person that knew him thought he'd live a day past 65 years old. Okay. He drank excessively his entire life. He was obese, he began to have some health problems later in life, but he may have had the health problems anyway. And in fact, later in life, one of the things that bothered him is that he wasn't able to drink that much. Mm-hmm. He missed it. The thing is that he wasn't able to drink. He would get drunk on much less. Okay, so he missed just being able to drink
as an
activity.
I have something interesting here.
Hold on, Big Mama, hold on. Go ahead.
So I just looked up, because, we were discussing whether it's a disease or not, and like the previous caller said, it's not like it's something you catch,
Mm-hmm.
That one of the definitions of disease is a particular quality, habit, or disposition regarded adversely affecting a person or group of people. So it's a quality, a habit, or disposition that adversely affects a person.
Hmm.
So I guess,
well, I've got a lot of diseases.
You've got a lot of diseases,
you know, that I didn't know about.
Yeah.
So it is a habit.
Yeah, it can be, as far as the definition is concerned.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Big Mama.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling.
I heard what you said.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, honey.
Thank you. Good to hear from you. Hey, welcome, Shannon. It's Offsides. Who's calling?
Hey, this is Kevin Shannon.
Hey, Kevin. Good to hear from you.
Just a quick one. I've heard recently a lot of stuff about, like, the types of foods that people eat. I mean, we got away from agrarian societies where you grow your own food or you get it locally, but and a lot of people are in, because I guess our busy times, you're into pre-processed food. And you hear a lot of stories about some of the stuff that are in pre-processed food makes you susceptible to food addiction.
Well, you're right about that, because ever since we developed high fructose corn syrup,
sugar.
Okay, it replaced the real sugar,
mm-hmm.
Okay, and it's terrible for you. And I'll tell you, bad food is cheaper. Okay, it's less expensive to eat bad processed food as opposed to eating more vegetables, eating more organic meats and stuff. Even meat right now can be very toxic.
Mm-hmm.
You ever see those chickens they sell at Sam's or Costco?
Oh, you mean like mini turkeys? Yes.
They're like mini turkeys. Those animals are all jacked up on steroids.
You know what? Margarine.
It's the processing of it, yeah.
Yeah.
Margarine was first. But
some of them are and some of them aren't. I mean, some of the ones that you buy are different, but you knew where your food was coming from when I was younger, you know?
Hey, thanks for the call.
Thanks, guys.
What were you saying?
Margarine was originally created to fatten up turkeys. It was like turkey food.
There you go.
Margarine.
Mm-hmm. Now look at us.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, welcome to Shannon's Offsides. Who's calling? Caller, are you there? Hey.
I think in your discussion, you haven't touched on another aspect of your addiction.
Okay.
I do believe there is a mental component that may be first. There may be, I'm not talking about someone being crazy, but I'm talking about depression, anxieties. And these addictions are just the outward manifestation of the mental issue, that if it is left untackled, then it leads to these other things. And you see that a lot with veterans who have PTSD and anxiety and depressions from combat.
Yeah.
And these are the things they turn to. So, and food is just another one. You talked about your family member who missed the drinking. It could go back to that is how he related with people, or that was his social connection.
Oh, definitely. I mean, he lived in bars. And when he was at home, he normally had friends over. And yeah, that's how he socialized with people. They drink together. But and that became that he would drink whether he was with friends or not. And he enjoyed it. Now, obviously I knew this man my whole life. And I sincerely do not believe that he had an ounce of anxiety or depression. Okay, I know that sometimes there are depression and anxiety exists and you can't see it,
mm-hmm.
Okay? But I think he just enjoyed it a lot. But you're right about the fact that there are some people that have emotional, mental challenges.
And they're self-medicating.
And they self-medicate. You know, yeah, as Big Mama said.
Self-medicate.
Yeah, yeah, as Big Mama said, people have issues. They get on heroin, and then the issue goes away.
And food can be self-medicating, like that soothing.
You think about it in your young people who may have poor self-images.
Yeah,
and they will do what the crowd does that accepts them. And if it is down a bad road of some kind of designer drugs or whatever, then it leads, like you said later, to the physical addiction.
Yeah, definitely.
And then they can't get off of that.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for the call. Got to take a break.
Thank you for taking my call.
All right. Guys, we'll be right back. Welcome back. So we don't have much time left.
Nope.
But we do have a very patient caller that was holding on and enjoyed that. Hello, welcome to Shannon's Offsides. Who's calling?
Hey, this is Chris. Just touching on the point Hippie Hannah brought up about margarine and touching on obesity as well. Yes, margarine was originally used to fatten up livestock, birds specifically. But to prove that point, my grandmother actually all of her life cooked for my grandfather with lard. And everybody's always been told that if you cook with lard, it's bad for you, you'll gain weight, all of these negative things. My grandfather never reached over 150 pounds. He is still skinny as a beanstalk. So is she. They never get sick. Never, ever.
Yep.
My other grandmother on my mother's side of the family has always cooked with margarine. And my grandfather ended up with cancer. Who knows if it's related, but both of them have been obese.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me tell you something about lard.
Well, yeah.
Let me tell this story. Mm-hmm. Okay. I opened up a bar. I'm not going to say the name of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because they're still open and I don't want to bring any problems to them. And I didn't have very much money to open with. All right. So it was cheaper to buy lard for the deep fryer than the regular oil.
Mm-hmm.
So use lard. Okay. It melts down. Okay. It cooks the exact same. Everybody loved the fries.
Yeah.
What is it about these fries? Okay. And it was the lard. I didn't say that. And I know it was the lard because later on I started using regular oil because the lard was difficult to use because it would
thicken.
It would become more solid at night. Yes. But it took maybe about 15 or 20 minutes for it to melt down into the fryer.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you were trying to change it, you just pour it in.
Yeah.
Okay. And when I went to the other oil, people noticed it.
Oh, yeah.
And then I went back to the lard.
You know,
it was delicious.
It's all big business. Big business is, you know, that's
natural flavor from the hog.
Yeah. It's like, use margarine. It's better for you. It's all about.
I just wanted to touch on that when she brought up margarine. Yeah. And I was like, oh, well, you know, that makes it.
There you go. Yep. Thanks for the call. Wrap it up.
Oh, okay. I was just saying, big business, you know, big companies are wanting you to purchase their product rather than using lard, you know, where's the natural, like she said, flavor from the pig.
Yeah.
It's all about money.
It's all about money, but it's all about how much you eat.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Yeah.
I'm sure that if I ate these lard fries every day chicken tenders cooked in lard, I would see a difference.
Yeah, there's a great restaurant in town that use duck fat for their fries.
Duck fat.
It's so good.
Thank you for joining me today.
Yeah.
I'll be back tomorrow. Wrap things up for the week with Kevin Stockstill.
Commentary.
The woke crowd is all in a tizzy over a Jason Aldean music video because apparently mostly peaceful protesting doesn't look so good when you actually show it. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
If you're hiring, it can feel like trying to find a needle in a haystack. You can hope the right person comes along, or you can just use ZipRecruiter. Like Marco, president of operations at Telly Tires and Auto Centers.
ZipRecruiter helps me find all the right people, even the most difficult jobs to fill.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Now try ZipRecruiter free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/FREE.
Star Jason Aldean is under fire this week after releasing the music video for his song Try That in a Small Town. The song has a pro-2A, pro-law and order, pro-basic decency message, and the video showcases real images of the 2020 riot season. So, of course, the liberals of America and the liberals who don't belong in country music are having a tantrum. The music video showcases real videos from the Summer of Love riot season 2020. He didn't make this stuff up, but leave it to woke country music to take issue with it. CMT even removed the music video over the ridiculous backlash because CMT no longer caters to actual country music fans. The anti-gun crowd is also having a fit over the Second Amendment references in his song. Now, Aldean put out a statement addressing the backlash, but he should not apologize one iota. And to my fellow patriots, let's reverse Bud Light and make this song go number one. I'm Tommy Lahren.
Bikers Against Child Abuse, BACA, exists with the intent to create a safer environment for abused children. We exist as a body of bikers to empower children to not feel afraid of the world in which they live. We stand ready to lend support to our wounded friends by involving them with an established, united organization. We work in conjunction with local and state officials who are already in place to protect children. We desire to send a clear message to all involved with the abused child that this child is part of our organization and that we are prepared to lend our physical and emotional support to them by affiliation and our physical presence. We stand at the ready to shield these children from further abuse. We do not condone the use of violence or physical force in any manner. However, if circumstances arise such that we are the only obstacle preventing a child from further abuse, we stand ready to be that obstacle. If you'd like to know more about BACA, please visit our website at bacaworld.org or call 1-866-71-ABUSE.
Since 1971, Louisiana Endowment for the Humanities has reached out to scholars, institutions, and local communities to enrich our shared culture. Want to know more about LEH and the rich culture of Louisiana? Visit leh.org for more information or to donate.
News Talk 96.5 KPL, Bro Bridge, Lafayette. Broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management Studios, online at matthew-james.com.
Changing the rules. I'm Lee Silicera, Fox News. A Senate panel has passed a measure that would put a stronger code of ethics in place for the Supreme Court.
Democratic Senator Dick Durbin, the committee chairman, says the bill is necessary after several justices have been criticized for their personal business dealings.
Failing to disclose this to the public has left a bitter taste in the mouth of most Americans about the Supreme Court.
But Republicans like Senator Marsha Blackburn believe the Supreme Court should be the one to adopt a code of ethics instead of being implemented by Congress.
Throw a bill out there. Try to delegitimize the court so you can hack the court, reshape the court.
The bill isn't likely to pass and become law with Republicans controlling the House and Democrats having a slim Senate majority.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. Over in the House, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. testified before a panel claiming the government is censoring speech it doesn't like. Kennedy, who has spoken out against vaccines and has been banned from Instagram because of his stance, claims he's been targeted.
I just was talking about my campaign and things, the conversation that we ought to be having with each other as Americans. But I was shut down, and that is why the First Amendment's important.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is a living, breathing, false flag operation.
Kennedy Jr., a long-shot presidential candidate, has also made comments considered anti-Semitic related to Jewish people and COVID-19. The NFL says Washington Commanders owner Dan Snyder has agreed to pay a $60 million fine over allegations he sexually harassed a team employee and oversaw team executives who deliberately withheld millions of dollars in revenue from other clubs. Separately, the NFL owners have unanimously approved the sale of the Commanders. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, next time you're at the store, I dare you to not think about the unmistakable fresh, clean scent of Irish Spring. Yeah, you heard me. I want you to resist picturing a shower filled with those sensational Irish Spring suds. And if you succeed, well, you got what my gramps used to call resolutitude. Not a real word, but let's be honest, you're probably going to end up leaving with Irish Spring because of its irresistible scent. And because you have zero resolutitude. Pick up Irish Spring at Walmart today.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Iraq has expelled the Swedish ambassador just hours after the Swedish embassy in Baghdad was stormed by protesters.
Dozens of men climbed over the wall of the Swedish embassy last night, some reportedly getting inside the building and starting a fire in the compound. Their anger caused by the proposed burning of a copy of the Quran by an Iraqi refugee in Sweden. Swedish authorities approved the protest in Stockholm, and once it took place, Iraq sent their ambassador back home. It's also withdrawn a diplomat of its own from the Swedish capital. The US State Department's condemned the unrest at the embassy as an unlawful act of violence. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Las Vegas police took laptops and documents from a home searched in the 1996 killing of Tupac Shakur. The home is tied to the uncle of a long-dead suspect in the killing. Public records show it's the residence of the wife of Dwayne Davis. He has said that he was in the front seat and his nephew was in the back where the fatal shots were fired from. He wrote in his memoir that he told authorities what he knew many years ago in exchange for ending a federal conspiracy case against him and his gang. A source tells the Associated Press the case is being presented to a grand jury in Las Vegas. A tentative deal has been reached that seems to avoid a Broadway strike.
An agreement seems to have been reached between the Broadway League and Disney Theatrical Productions and the International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees. That means that a threatened strike by the union's 1,500 stagehands, hair and makeup artists, and wardrobe personnel seems to have been averted. The agreement still needs to be ratified and is not connected to the Hollywood strike by the Writers Guild and actors represented by SAG-AFTRA. A Broadway strike would have affected 28 of the 30 current Broadway productions and 17 touring shows.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Union members still need to vote on the deal. I'm Lisa Lissara. This is Fox News.